Get those four balls very fresh and absorb heat and get this gasoline short of someone. All these are the days, my friend. And these are the days.
Hello, 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 hello,
hello.
This is the mini fridge. Should we call it something? This is the mini fridge minus Daria.
Minus Daria, R.I.P.
I'm Eli.
I'm Owen.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, in Medford, Tufts. In Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.
Speak that comma.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've got a thematically curated show for you today. Happy spring break to all of those sublisters who have been putting their shows up for grabs.
Yes.
And maybe the listenership is also dwindled over break. Who knows? I guess we'll just have to check the website that tells us. But
sure.
Hello to all of you listening. Hope you're having a good almost spring time, but it's very cold, but it's sunny. Anything you have to add there?
Do we want to talk about what the theme is?
Sure. What's the theme?
The middle.
The middle.
Because.
Happy
Ides of March.
Happy belated Ides of March to all who celebrate. Beware.
Because Eli and I and Veronica, shout out Veronica.
Yep.
We're doing the Sunday crossword from the New York Times on Sunday. and it was all Ides of March themed. Mm-hmm. And so we decided, and which is the middle, for those of you who don't know.
And Sunday was March 15th.
And Sunday was the Ides of March. And so we decided to do the middle themed show.
Yeah. So that first song was the first one we both thought of. Stuck in the Middle with You by Steeler's Wheel.
Fire.
We have, what was your association with it? Like, what did you know it from?
Well, when I used to listen to Pandora a lot back in the day, I think I've said this before on the show, I would just put on the Beatles radio.
Right.
And this, it was like this. The songs that I most clearly remember from that are one of the, like, Creedence Clearwater Revival, mm-hmm. Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones, mm-hmm. and then this song. We're like, mm-hmm. oh, it was like anytime you put it on, those are the songs that were coming on.
Yep. And my association is a certain scene from the movie Reservoir Dogs. Mm. If you know what scene that is, then you know what scene that is.
Oh, like also Grace and Frankie.
That's what I remember. Because I remember
a classic.
our references being very different.
Yeah. Grace and Frankie was a big one for me personally.
So was Reservoir Dogs. Just kidding.
Good show.
I need to watch it. Veronica really likes it.
Yeah.
Okay. What we got next? I think we got a little Billy Joel action.
Fire.
The River of Dreams. Mm-hmm. You have anything to say about... I haven't listened to this song yet.
I've been walking in the middle of it. I've been walking in the middle of the day.
You want to keep going or should I put
this
on?
No, you can come put it on.
Okay, cool. Let's hear it.
In the middle of, I go walking in the middle of, I go walking in the
in the middle of it. We're walking in the middle of it. That was The Middle of Starting Over by Sabrina Carpenter.
Boom.
And that is an older Sabrina Carpenter song that I had not heard before.
When is it from?
2015.
Wow.
2015. April 10th, 2015. Yeah, her sound is obviously very different now.
Mm.
And I didn't know that... I honestly didn't know she'd been releasing music this consistently for this long.
She has... like 10 albums or something.
That's crazy.
Like, she has been...
How old is she?
20.
Everyone place your bets.
Six. That's my guess. 26.
All right. Loading. The only thing so far that I've seen is people also ask Sabrina 5 foot or 4'11".
Just hit it with that wicked.
5 foot. Oh. Oh. She's 26.
That's just what I said.
You win.
Boom.
You win a gold coin.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, she's been releasing like an album a year or something for a long time.
I mean, at that rate, since she was 16.
I know.
And transitioning to someone even younger, this next song is by Biba Doobie.
Biba Doobie.
And it's an Elliott Smith cover of Between the Bars. Mm. Between kind of implying the middle of something.
Mm-hmm.
So without further ado, I'll actually let her introduce it.
This is Biba Doobie, and this is my cover of Between the Bars by Elliott Smith. Drink up, baby, stay up all night with the things you could do. You won't, but you might. The potential you'll be that you'll never see. The promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now. Forget all about the pressure of days. Do what I say, and I'll make you okay. And drive them away, the images stuck in your head.
Me in the curve of the valley. You gave each other your pledge?
Yes, Papa. We gave each other our pledge.
They gave each other a pledge. Unheard of. Absurd. You gave each other a pledge. Unthinkable. Where do you think you are? In Moscow? In Paris? Where do they think they are? America? And what do you think you're doing, you stitcher, you nothing? Who do you think you are, King Solomon? This isn't the way it's done, not here, not now. Some things I will not, I cannot allow. Tradition! Marriages must be arranged by the Papa. This should never be changed. One little time you pull out a prop, and where does it stop? Where does it stop? Where does it stop? Do I still have something to say about my daughter, or doesn't anyone have to ask a father anymore?
I have wanted to ask you for some time, Reb Tevye, but first I just wanted to save up for my own sewing machine.
Stop talking nonsense. You're just a poor tailor.
That's true, Reb Tevye, but even a poor tailor is entitled to some happiness.
He's beginning to talk like a man. On the other hand, what kind of match would that be with a poor tailor? On the other hand, he's an honest, hard worker. On the other hand, he is absolutely nothing. On the other hand, things could never get worse for him. They could only get better. They gave each other a pledge. Unheard of. Absurd. They gave each other a pledge, unthinkable. But look at my daughter's face. She loves him, she wants him. And look at my daughter's eyes, so hopeful. Tradition!
All right. What did we just hear? Well, firstly, we heard The View Between Villages, Noah Kahan.
True.
Would you like to take us through what we just heard?
We just heard Tevye's monologue, which is from Fiddler on the Roof. This was, I think, the 2016 Broadway cast version. Mm-hmm. Not every, like, because it's sort of he's talking during it, so not every recording will include this monologue in the album.
Because it's not like...
Because it's like not a song, yeah. So much.
We like to bend the...
Exactly.
The guidelines the lines of what music is here.
Exactly.
In the mini fridge.
Well, I can talk about both. So the sure. View Between Villages I picked because it's like being caught... I mean, some, sort of the same, like, between, in the middle, like, you're in a place that's not neither one nor the other.
Yeah.
And then Tevye's monologue, it's like he's in the middle. He's like in the middle of a conflict. He's stuck between like what his tradition is telling him he should do mm-hmm. versus sort of what his heart is telling him to do, because his mm-hmm. daughter wants this and is very passionate, like tells him he's in love with this man and he wants to let her do it, and but he doesn't know what to do. So yeah. he's in the middle.
It was beautiful. That's on my watch list.
Mm-hmm.
We should watch it together.
We should watch it together. It's like 3.5 hours long though, so
perfect.
We have to commit.
Okay, great.
We have to commit to a weekend.
Great. Up next, I have a song by, or I have a version of Central Park West, the John Coltrane song by Joel Ross, who he's a vibraphonist, and I saw him at the Jazz Gallery in New York when I was in high school.
Oh,
that's cool. And then I've kind of been following him for some years. So I hope you enjoy this song. And it's Central Park West, and so center. Because I looked up scent to try to find things that were relevant.
Mm.
So Central Park, famously,
the center
in the center of the Mecca. Manhattan. Yeah.
All right. That's
sorry, I cut you off. What'd you say?
No, I was saying that's good. I was wondering why you picked it.
Okay, great. That's why. Thank you. Central Park West, Joel Ross. Joel Ross.
Joel nice. Ross.
Owen.
Time for a PSA. Know your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and it setting your phone screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored in your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Frontier Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service announcement from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Freedom-loving friends.
Freedom-loving. I would like to point out that it's N apostrophe, mm-hmm. specifically.
Oh, I had no doubt the way you said it the first time, but thank you for drilling that.
I'm glad that my intonation was such that there was no doubt.
Yeah, never won. Yeah. All right, we've reached the middle of the middle of the episode.
Wow.
So, time for a bit of a shift. Not that it's been a consistent vibe so far. Up next we have, maybe it's also relevant because it was just the Oscars recently, a movie soundtrack song piece.
True.
By Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. It's the titular Challengers theme from the movie The Challengers. I don't know. I remember it being longer than a minute and a half.
There's another one that's 5.5 minutes that's from the point in the movie when, I don't remember their names, Art and whatever, are like in their main match. It's called like Challenger's Reprise Match Point, and that's 5 minutes long.
Okay.
But this is like just from the beginning, and it's much shorter.
And for those who don't know, Challengers is about Zendaya being in the middle.
Yes, a real love triangle of a situation.
But is it the middle if it's a triangle?
Well, I guess it's not a triangle.
I think for the purposes of this, we should conceive of it as a line where they're on either end and she is
But
a
I feel
dot
like love
middle.
Triangle in culture is like two people in both into the same, like in Archie comics, Betty and Veronica are all in a love triangle.
True. Well, shall we hear it?
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Take a seat, right over there, sat on the stairs, stay or leave. The cabinets are bare and I'm unaware of just how we got into this mess. Got so aggressive. I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer. Why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go. Oh, baby. Why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. Kitchen floors are wet and taps are still running, dishes are broken. How did we get into this mess? Got so aggressive. I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer. Why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go. Oh, baby. Why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing. Regardless of my objection, uh-oh. And it's not about my pride. I need you on my skin, just come over, pull me in, just. Oh, baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle.
That was The Middle by Zedd with Maren Morris and Gray. I don't know either of those other two. But we were just talking about how this song coming out in 2018 doesn't really add up, because I remember listening to it in middle school. But a very on brand. Meet me in the middle.
Yeah.
So this is the first of the next three songs, which are all either called The Middle or Just Middle, and are... in my head, very similar. Actually, no. The next song is similar, and then the song after that is interesting.
Well, I feel like it is similar if it wasn't this version.
Sure, yeah. Just wait and see what we have in store. Okay, up next, Middle by DJ Snake and Bipolar Sunshine.
Fuig.
Staring at two different views on your window ledge. Coffee is gone cold, it's like time froze. There you go, wishing, floating down, I wish it would. It's like I'm always causing problems, causing hell. I didn't mean to put you. I could tell. We're gonna sweep this under the carpet. I hope that I can turn back the time to make it all alright. All alright for us. I promise to build a new world for us two. With you in the middle.
what they tell themselves when you're away. It just takes some time, little girl, you're in the middle of the ride. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright, alright. It just takes some time, little girl, you're in the middle of the ride. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright, alright.
That was a beautiful cover of a very famous song called The Middle. This one is covered by, I don't even know, a duo maybe? Yeah. A North American, it's called Riot. Their Spotify About the Artist page is just the link to their bookings email. So
Riot on WMFO.
Brent and John, both at gooddirection.agency.
Fire.
So yeah, DJ duo Riot, Tom Davidson and Daniel Magid. Cool. Guess where they're based.
Where?
Yeah,
Medford, Massachusetts.
No, LA.
Oh,
but yeah, that was beautiful. When is that from? I found this morning and was not sure if I wanted to play it, but I'm glad I did. It came out in November.
Wow, recent.
Wow. Do you think that's the first time it's been played on the radio? Almost certainly.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
We're making history.
True. We made history tonight. Cool.
I went to the Disney Channel executives. I said, I want to make history. And that's what we did here.
That's what Riot said. That's why they got relocated to LA. All right. Up next, we have a song by Blood Orange from his recent album, Somewhere. Oh, wait. Yes.
Yes.
Wait. No, yes. But it's called Essex Honey. But this is the single version. Somewhere in between, Blood Orange.
Beton.
So I surrender to be here.
Center of Gravity by Yo La Tengo.
Oui.
Center, middle, bringing us home in our thematic episode about the Ides of March.
True.
And now would you like to tell us a very interesting fact about the next song? Yeah. And then after that we'll do a station identification.
Yes.
And then after that we'll play our last two songs.
Yes.
Tell me about Sheep Go to Heaven.
Sheep Go to Heaven.
Cake.
Well, I was Googling about the Ides of March in preparation for this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered that in Roman times, they would have like some, I think they called it like the sheep parade or something. And they would walk a sheep through like the town. I guess in Rome, they did it in Rome, but like all across Rome, they would do it. And they would walk a sheep through the town and then they would sacrifice it for the holiday. Like, I think March used to be the first month of the year, and then January and February were added later in the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
But like the Ides of March, they still did a lot of like New Year celebrations. Mm-hmm. Because they had traditionally done it on that day.
Mm-hmm.
So even when they added more months at the beginning, it still kind of retained a lot of that stuff. So they still do that kind of vibe. So and then she'd go to heaven. It's like they're being sacrificed.
Yeah.
Heaven, sacrificed,
yeah.
dying, et yeah. cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So that's the link for this song, Sheep Go to Heaven by Cake. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for joining us for this eclectic mix of songs about being in the middle. I've been Eli.
I've been Owen.
And we'll see you next week, except for not you.
No, I will be here, except and we'll be all
you,
back.
It will be you. And Daria will be
for
here.
For the first time in 2 weeks.
The mini fridge will be assembled.
The mini fridge will be full. Oh, wait, we also didn't do what's in our fridge. Yeah. Shit.
What is in our fridge?
Honestly, like nothing. That's why we're going out for dinner.
Yeah, we're going to everyone come out to Highland Kitchen. Okay, great. Thank you for listening. Enjoy this last song.
Sunset strip, I don't wanna feel the emptiness. Bold marquees with stupid band names. I don't wanna go to Sunset Strip. I don't wanna go to Sunset Strip. I don't wanna feel the emptiness. Bold marquees with stupid band names. I don't wanna go to Sunset Strip. The stonemason does all the work. The barber can give you a haircut. The carpenter can take you out to lunch now. But I just want to play on my panpipes. I just want to drink me some wine. Go to hell.